If you're making vacation plans for the summer, here's a big event you might want to add to your list. A total solar eclipse on August 21st. The last total eclipse that was visible on the U.S. mainland was in 1979, but it's been almost a century since a total solar eclipse has swept across the country from coast to coast. The path of this one arcs from Oregon to South Carolina, which means you have options if you want to be in the right place at the right time. And joining us now is Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Jeremy.
So first of all, refresh our memories here. What is a total eclipse of the sun?
Pretty simple. The moon comes directly in front of the sun, blocks it out for, you know, up to 7 minutes maximum. This one will be about 2.5 minutes. Where the sun was, there's a black bullet hole in the sky. You see the sun's feathery corona, its atmosphere. Who knew the sun had an atmosphere? Like an electric white cotton candy. The sky goes dark, stars come out. It gets colder. It's a multi-sensory extravaganza.
And the thing you want to look at, you're not supposed to look at directly, we should remind people,
well,
right?
Well, the thing is that, you know, ordinarily you don't want to look at the sun. Even when the sun is deeply, partly covered, you don't want to look at it. But when it's totally covered, it's totally okay to look just with your eyes.
Now, I remember when I was back in my hometown in Illinois in 1994, there was an eclipse, a solar eclipse. But I went back to look at it, and it wasn't a total solar eclipse. It was an annular solar eclipse.
That's right. And that one swept up through New Hampshire as well. That's when the moon went directly across the sun, but the moon itself was a little bit too far away from Earth in its orbit to completely cover the sun. So what you're left with is a ring of sunlight or an annulus, and that's why it's an annular eclipse.
Still pretty impressive, though.
Still, but this one will be, you know,
even better.
Vastly better.
And
bring,
like,
you to tears better.
There's a 60 to 70 mile wide band that's going to go all the way from Oregon. Nashville, I think, is one of the biggest cities in the on
that's
the route.
Right. That's right. It skirts, goes over Salem, Oregon, Casper, Wyoming, skirts Kansas City and St. Louis, Nashville, as you mentioned, and ends up over Columbia and Charleston, South Carolina. And from those locations, that will be total. Everywhere in the United States, in fact, North America, will see a partial solar eclipse that day. And that's great, but not nearly as great as the total will be.
A partial eclipse, I mean, you will notice it.
Not necessarily. It won't get dark, for example. So you need to know that it's going on. Here in Boston, for example, and in Los Angeles, the sun will be about two-thirds covered. Seattle is like 90%, and at poor Atlanta will be 97% covered, and that's a close but no cigar situation.
Now, I know you've traveled around the globe to see eclipses. Is it worth doing?
Oh, my gosh, yes. As I said, it's such a different experience. It's probably the most dramatic celestial event. The only thing I can think of naturally is like a volcano. I mean, this is just something we don't expect to see happen in the middle of the day. People who've never seen one before, it brings them to tears. They see it as a spiritual experience. It's really, really dramatic.
And just in the few seconds we have left, you've brought in some glasses for us. What
That's right. If you're not in the path of totality, you will need solar protection in order to look at the sun. You can also use projection techniques where, like, sighting along through a pair of binoculars. If you go to skyandtelescope.com, we have all kinds of tips for you.
That's Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, thank you.
A pleasure always.